Also on the top five today, Israel test fires new long-range ballistic missiles capable of striking Russian cities thousands of kilometers away. Media reports cite experts saying the missiles appear to be a version of the Jericho ballistic missile with a range of at least 5,000 kilometers. In 2008, the Israeli military test fired another long-range ballistic missile threatening to strike Iran. Analysts believe the Jericho ground-to-ground missile is capable of carrying a nuclear, chemical or biological warhead. Israel is considered to be the Middle East's sole possessor of nuclear weapons, with an estimated arsenal of 200 warheads. Christopher Walker is a defence expert with me now on the line from London. Let's get his comments on this. Mr. Walker, so this test firing of a new long-range ballistic missile that can reach Russian cities and even beyond Russia, do you think this is going to be seen as a threat by Russia?
I think it's not going to be viewed very sagely because it just sounds like a bit of saber-rattling. I can't see that Israel would really be taking on the might of Russia, but it's telling people, as it does all the time in its own subtle way, that they have increasing firepower. Of course, the bizarre question mark is, what's the point of having these missiles if you don't have the nuclear capability to arm them? As you reported, everybody knows there are at least 200 warheads available in Israel and possibly more. I think this will and should increase pressure on Israel to come clean. I can't see that it ever will, but the Russians will not take kindly to be told that they're now, as it were, in the nuclear range of the Israelis, with whom they don't have the closest or the best relations, especially as opposed to what's going on in Syria, where Russia is supporting President Assad.
Do you think that Russia's role in Syria is what has actually caused this message to be given to Russia? Do you think that this is a specific Israeli message to Russia concerning the situation in Syria?
Well, it is, I suppose, a crude message. As you said, in 2008, they issued, as it were, a threat to Iran by saying they had these missiles. I don't think, frankly, it'll have come to any surprise to Russian intelligence that the missiles exist. It's just the timing of making them public, as it were, always ratcheting up the pressure in the region, which is already almost at boiling point.
Christopher Walker, defence expert with us there on the line from London. Thank you very much, sir.